be talking about the mission of our church.
今天早晨我们会讲我们教会的使命。
What are we as a church sent to do?
我们作为一个教会，神派我们来做什么？
What is our commission?
我们的使命是什么？
You say we have a different pastor up here. He probably has a different vision and a different mission than what we had before.
如果我们有一个新的牧师的话，他的想法跟旧的牧师的想法可能会是不一样的。
Today we're going to look at God's Word and we're going to find out what the Lord Jesus Christ says is the commission of our church.
我们今天来看，要看神的话，看耶稣基督是对我们教会的使命的定义是什么。
Charles Schultz was one of the best social critics and theologians of our time.
Charles Schultz 是一个美国非常有名的漫画家哈，他说是牧师说他是我们这个时代非常重要的一个社会评论家。
He didn't write any books or make any speeches.
他没有写过任何书，也没有做过很多演讲。
He drew cartoons.
但是他是画漫画。
Peanuts was a creative platform he used to make comments and teach truth.
他画了一个叫花生系列的漫画，他通过这个漫画来表达他对社会的一些看法。
One classic cartoon had Charlie Brown at camp where he took part in archery.
他有一个漫画，他讲里面一个小男孩叫查理布朗，他就像中国那个三毛的一样，长三个头发哈。然后他写的那个漫画是他在夏令营里面，他来射箭。
When one of the other characters comments on Charlie Brown's amazing ability to hit bullseyes, Charlie says, "Well, I do it a little bit differently."
他有一个小朋友说，哎，查理布朗你很厉害啊，你能够百发百中射箭哈。然后查理布朗说，我有一个我自己的秘密。
He said, first I shoot the arrow, and then when the arrow goes in, or then I draw a circle around the arrow, and I hit the bullseye every time.
So, 我可能我不需要翻译哈，就说查理布朗就说他射箭，他先射过去，然后他走到那个射的地方画一个圈，所以他就百发百中。
The point is that you can appear very effective about anything if you draw the bullseye after you shoot.
对，就是如果我们像他一样，你射完箭之后再画那个靶心的话，我们都可以做事后诸葛亮啊。
People might observe that when we do church, we also draw the bullseye after we shoot.
大家也许会观察到，有时候我们在教会做事工的时候，也有点像这个样子啊。我们先把事情做完之后，再画圆圈，好像这是我们的意义啊。
What I mean is, we often make the church anything we want it to be.
我的意思就是说，我们有的时候，很多时候想把教会变成我们想要它的样子。
We redesign it to suit our taste and still call it by its 2,000-year name.
我们可能是把这个教会变成一个我们想要的样子，但是我们还把它叫做是教会。
But unlike Charlie Brown, we really don't have that luxury.
但是跟那个小男孩不一样，我们没有这样的一个奢侈，可以这样的做我们教会的事工。
All we have to do is take a peek at the Gospels, and we realize that when Jesus Christ founded the church, he had a very definite model in mind.
我们所需要做的是要看圣经，看耶稣基督建立教会的时候，他对教会的使命的清清楚楚的定义是什么。
What is it that Jesus Christ, commanded his church to do?
那么耶稣基督让他的教会要在这个世界上做什么呢？
Is the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church following the biblical model of the New Testament Church?
那么我们在安城华人教会，我们是不是follow 我们是不是按照那个新约教会的那样的模式在发展？
While Matthew's account of the Great Commission is the most familiar, each gospel writer has emphasized with the energy and the authority of this particular.Great Commission or Jesus' words.
就是在每一个福音书的作者，他都讲到耶稣基督让我们传福音的这样的使命。那么马太福音的这个大使命呢，他讲的是最清楚的。
Do you have Matthew 28:16-20 in your bulletin?
在你们的那个秩序单上有打出来马太福音28:16-20.
Brother Hightower, would you read it? And everyone can read along with Brother Hightower.
我们可以大家一起来读哈， 马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节 one two 开始，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
There were at times glimpses of Jesus' unlimited power seen in the gospel records of his ministry.
在有些时候在福音书里我们可以看到对通过对耶稣事工的记载，我们可以看到耶稣那个无限的能力的一瞥。
We see in this passage, power that was once veiled in the human flesh is now unveiled in Jesus' words in the Great Commission.
在这段经文中我们看到那曾经是隐藏在那个肉身里的能力，现在在彰显在他那个耶稣跟我们说的大使命的这些话里面。
Jesus' ministry was finished on this earth. His mission was finished on the earth.
当耶稣基督在地上的使命完成的时候，
He said, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work that you, the Father, gave me to do. John 17:4.
在约翰福音十七章四节，耶稣这样讲，他说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
The mission that Jesus gave his church to do was to make disciples by proclaiming the gospel throughout the entire world.
耶稣基督给教会的使命就是在全世界传福音，使万民做他的门徒。
Other gospel writers give accounts similar to that of Matthew, emphasizing the aggressive involvement in proclaiming the gospel.
其他的福音书作者也有像类似马太福音这样的记述，强调我们要积极的传福音。
He said to them, "Go into the world and preach the good news to all creation." Mark 16:15.
马太福音十六章十五节这样讲，他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去。”传福音给万民听。
Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That's Luke.
路加福音二十四章四十七节这样讲，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦。
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And that's according to John.
约翰福音十七章十八节这样讲，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。约翰福音二十章二十一节这样讲，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
So the basis of our mission was given to the disciples and then it was passed down to us as a church.
所以我们的使命的基础已经耶稣已经传给他的门徒，也通过这些年一直通过教会传到我们的身上。
Jesus Christ was sent into the world by his Father to redeem mankind and to establish the ongoing work of the church through his disciples and through the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督被天父差遣到这个世界上来，来拯救世人，也通过他的门徒和圣灵的能力所建立的教会，不断发展他的事工。
In these passages, it speaks to the fact that Jesus has finished his work and now he's sending his disciples.And empowering his disciples to go into the world and proclaim the gospel and his resurrection.
所以这些经文讲，耶稣他在世界上的工作已经完成了，他下面就是要把他的权柄赐给我们门徒，我们的作为教会基督徒要到世界传他的福音，直到他复活再回来。
And in the near future, I'll be sharing the clear explanation of the Great Commission.
在下面一段时间里，日子里，牧师会要讲大使命的意义。
The church's mission involves the imperative of making disciples. That's the must of the mission, making disciples.
作为一个教会，我们必须要做的，我们的使命就是要训练门徒。
And the participles here, the little verbs of going, baptizing, and teaching to build and to establish the New Testament church.
对这里讲，我们要。去要替人受洗，要教导，要建立像新约圣经那样的教会。
It's important to look at the scattered church. That's a church that's going out into the world.
我们要看那些到世界各地去传福音的教会。
And then us today, we're the gathered church. We're here to be baptized and to teach and to learn all that Jesus has commanded us to do.
我们今天呢是聚在一起的教会，我们大家一起来到神的殿中，一起来从神那里得力量。
This morning, we're briefly going to examine three basic ideas about the passage here in Matthew 28.
今天早上我们要来看我们刚才读的马太福音大使命这里面的三个方面。
Jesus, he thunders this great commission at the conclusion of Matthew's gospel, that it's outward, it's inward, and it's upward.
耶稣的大使命他临走时给我们的大使命让我们要往外看往内看和往上看。
The first point this morning is the great commission, that it is outward looking.
今天我们讲的大使命第一点就让我们要往外看。
The Great Commission must look outward because of the compelling missionary thrust to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations.
大使命要我们必须要往外看因为神给我们这样清楚的命令要去让万民做神的门徒。
This world is full of people who are lost in their sins and they need a savior.
在这个世界里有很多失丧的人他们需要有一个救主。
Do you agree with that?
你同意吗?
Say amen.
Amen.
I need a little help here, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, brother. A healthy church understands the nature of the gospel.
一个健康的教会应该知道我们这个福音的本质。
See, we as a church can't become ingrown. We can't become complacent or callous about sharing the gospel.
我们作为一个教会我们不能变得固步自封变得很自满很麻木不仁关于这个传福音这件事情上。
You see, all the young people in college and high school, they look at us and they say, well, we don't want to be like that. We want to go out and do God's work.
我们要给我们的孩子做好榜样哈不要让他们那些高中生看着我们作为家长觉得这些人就是他们做得很不好我们要 做一个好的榜样。
This is extra, Hightower. When I was a teenager, I didn't want to have anything to do with the church because there was nothing but trouble in the church.
I didn't know that. 这个牧师讲
啊。Okay.
对牧师讲他是一个年轻人的时候啊就是他不愿意来教会他觉得教会有很多的毛病很多的麻烦他不愿意跟教会有任何的接触。
But since then I've come to understand from the scriptures that God's way is using the church to go into all the world and share the gospel.
但是很多年来他渐渐理解到教会的目的神建立教会是因为是通过教会来到世界各地能够传扬神的福音。
So Hightower, we have to get our game face on.
Our game face, okay, right. 就是说牧师的意思就是我们应该要就是要准备好要像打仗一样去来传福音。
And if we have to go into overtime.
Yes. Triple. Quadruple.
Quadruple overtime.
Okay.
We're going to win this battle,
okay,
amen?
Yeah. 就是说牧师的意思就是我们要有一个这样战斗的心哈要为神传福音就像那个打球一样要最就算是加时赛我们要打五个加时赛要赢。
Woo, amen. The church must be intentional in their desire to share the gospel.
我们教会一定要主动的去外面传福音。
See, Matthew's gospel recounts how Jesus entered into human history for the purpose of redeeming lost humanity.
马太福音讲耶稣如何道成肉身来到这个世界上来拯救失丧的人类。
Jesus' life and ministry is our supreme example of one who had compassion for lost people.
耶稣的生命和他的事工是给我们最好的榜样他如何对失丧的人他有那样的爱和同情心。
And Sue, last week, you know, you missed this, but our dear Uni gave her testimony. She broke down and she cried as she shared how our people shared their lives with her in order to show her the love of Jesus.
上个礼拜你们可能还记得有一位英文团契的一位姊妹叫云，她来这里分享她的生命，她非常的激动，她流泪。她的生命之所以因为改变，是因为我们教会的弟兄姊妹跟她分享神的爱。
See, the women in our church took time to, to listen to her and to walk with her. I mean, actually walk with her. Go walk up the streets and jog, and then took time to pray with her.
我们教会的一些姊妹跟她花很多时间听她的故事，跟她一起散步，跟她一起祷告，跟她成为朋友。
See, it was through the love and the intimate sharing of our women and the biblical teaching and nurturing of our church that helped her understand that Jesus Christ was the answer to all of her questions.
就是通过我们姊妹的跟她的分享，通过圣经的教导和教会的关心，使这位上礼拜分享的一个姊妹真的认识到耶稣基督是她生命中所有问题的答案。
See, the Lord wants to use you and me as a means by which He brings people to Himself.
耶稣基督希望通过我们，我们作为他的管道，他的福音能够传到我们周围的人的身上。
This is the way of the New Testament, nurturing outsiders to become insiders through the expression of the love of Jesus Christ in the church's outward looking into the world.
这就是新约教会的运作的方式，就是通过分享耶稣基督的爱，使那些在教会外面的人，他能够看到耶稣的大爱，能够变成教会的一份子，能得到耶稣这样的恩典。
The Great Commission is also inward looking.
这个大使命也让我们每个人往我们的内心来看。
The Great Commission is also inward looking because it challenges Jesus's disciples to have a transformed life.
这个大使命对我们每个基督徒都有一个挑战，他挑战我们。活出一个改变的生命。
See, the book of Acts pictures these transformed disciples following the Lord Jesus Christ into to the waters of baptism.
那么使徒行传讲了这些真正的生命有改变的基督徒，他们如何是跟着耶稣基督，他们生命得到受洗，他们成为建立耶稣的教会。
And they became members of the church that Jesus Christ established through his disciples.
他们变成整个耶稣这个新约教会的一份子。
And these disciples were committed to following and obeying the words of Jesus Christ.
他们这些门徒们都是非常委身，非常坚定了跟随耶稣的教导。
C.S. Lewis in the Screwtape Letters wrote, "If we take our handbook seriously, we have to conclude that the church is the basic school of discipline and training for all Christians."
C.S. Lewis 是一个非常有名的传道家哈，他是写过那个写过很多的书，他就在一本书里面，这一本书里他是这样讲，就是说如果我们这本书是讲一个大的魔鬼叫一个小的魔鬼怎么去诱惑基督徒不信耶稣哈，这是这本书的内容。然后他给大魔鬼给小魔鬼写信的时候，他就说如果我们认真的看我们的手册的话，我们的魔鬼手册的话啊，我们要意识到这个教会是培养和训练所有基督徒的地方。
So only through this type of obedience will there be a transformation into the likeness of a Lord Jesus Christ.
就是连魔鬼都知道教会的意义是什么哈，所以我们作为基督徒更要遵守耶稣的教导，让我们的生命有改变，更像主耶稣基督。
God has not called us to be cultural preservationists.
神并没有把我们呼召过来做所谓文化保护主义者。
That is to pressure people to look like us, to act like us, and to adapt to our culture.
他并没有说让我们强迫别人跟我们在外表、在行为、在我们的文化上都跟我们一样。
This is not true disciple making.
这并不是真正的门徒造就。
We are not to try to drag people back to the 50s, to the 60s, or even the disco 70s.
我们的任务并不是把人们拉回到50年代、60年代，甚至是那个跳 disco 的那个70年代。
For instance, why am I dressed up in this suit? Or why is Hightower dressed up in this suit today?
Why did I dress up?
And this suit and this beautiful, nice tie though, by the way. I really like that.
He's all over me, huh? 对，就是为什么我们来教会穿的都是就是挺像模像样的啊。
Because he should always be dressed up in his Sunday best.
他说哦，我们星期天来教会都应该穿的像模像样的啊。
You're not doing this right. You know, is that true? Should we always come dressed in our Sunday best? That's cultural, right? It's totally, I'm dressed this way because you expect me to look this way.
对，牧师的意思就是说，我们来教会，我们穿什么样的衣服，你知道有什么样的打扮，这其实都是就是都是文化上的，都是社会上的一些习俗哈，并不一定是，就是不是一定是圣经的真理那样子哈。
I remember my grandpa Jesse, years ago I would be down there in Kentucky and he would get dressed up for church. He'd put a white shirt on and his bib overalls on.And then he would get up his pipe tobacco and his pipe, and he would put them in his top pocket.
就是说，很多年前，这个牧师的祖父还是在肯德基州哈，就是那个 fried chicken 啊，这个炸鸡的那个州哈，肯德基州。
Fried chicken,
Kentucky, right?
No, no. It's not the colonel. It's my grandfather.
Yeah. 对。对，他想说他的祖父是那个发明肯德基的人啊，不是，那个不是的啊，就是他说在那个时候他们穿的衣服跟我们穿的是不一样的，穿着一个白的衬衣，甚至还拿着一个烟斗，就是每个时代的穿着打扮都是不一样的，但是这并不一定是圣经的真理啊。
I never had these problems when you translate for me, Brother Paul. See, one thing we have to do is we have to be careful that we preach and teach the principles and truths of God's word.
我们要注意到的，我们所传扬的是圣经的真理，是圣经千古不变的原则。
Many times I've heard pastors and preachers teach about the applications of the truths of God's word and say that these are things that you should follow.
有的时候牧师会讲，我们如何把这个圣经的真理应用到我们的生命中，他说这些是你要遵守的。
Maybe I better get a different example.
他可能要给一个另外一个例子啊。
The Bible says that women should dress modestly.
圣经说姊妹们要穿的要比较端庄，哎，端庄。
I've been in churches where they say women should not wear slacks because it makes you look immodest.
有的时候是不能穿那个裤子，就是不能穿长，有的教会说女同志不能穿长裤哈，就是姊妹不能穿长裤哈。
And that women should only wear dresses because women are supposed to wear dresses.
有的教会说，姊妹一定要穿的非常的一套的衣服。
And if you wear slacks, then you're not right with God.
对，如果你要穿的，不是很正式的话，他觉得你这个跟神的关系不好。
You see, so they're teaching about the application rather than the principle of the fact that women ought to dress modestly, and that is not to seek to attract attention to themselves.
对，这个当说姊妹要穿的衣服要端庄，他的意思就是说不要给别人造成不好的那个影响哈。但是就是说，他具体怎么执行的话，他是应该就是随着时代是有不一样的。
We want people to come to our church. We don't care how they're dressed. Amen.
Amen. 就是我们欢迎所有人来我们的教会，他来听神的福音。我们并不在乎他外表穿的是什么样子的。
Because every person that comes through this church, Jesus Christ died for them.
因为任何一个人，不论他穿的什么样子，他来到我们教会，无论他不来我们教会，耶稣基督已经为他而死。
The New Testament shows that the church becomes an invaluable source to accomplish the purposes of the Great Commission.
这个新约圣经跟我们说啊，这个教会是神要成为他完成他的大使命的主要的那个资源啊。
See, the more mature believers must teach the new believers how to obey the commands of Jesus Christ by the way that they live.
我们教会的一些要成熟的基督徒应该给那些新来的基督徒做出一个好的榜样，就是如何活出耶稣的生命，通过我们自己的生命影响别人的生命。
And as new believers come through our doors today, they're to see examples of true, genuine Christian faith and receive instruction through proper biblical teaching and exhorting.
当新的基督徒来到我们教会的时候，他应该看到那些真正的信仰，而且能够通过我们教会的帮助得到好的建造，好的成长。
And Matthew becomes an invaluable tool here because discipleship it teaches discipleship, and it's an extensive collection of Jesus' commands in word and deed, the most extensive found in the New Testament.
就是马太福音是一个我们如何做门徒造就的一个非常好的那个课本啊，因为那里面有耶稣关于对门徒的训练，不光是他的言语的和他行为的给门徒的训练的最好的一个有一个最多的集中的地方。
And thirdly, the Great Commission is an upward looking as well.
第三个是个大使命，让我们往上看。
The Great Commission is an upward look, commission or upward look because we look to the ascended Savior, and also we really believe because He is the risen and ascended Savior.
这个大使命让我们向上看，因为我们的神是一个从死里复活的神，而且他是就是升天到神的右手的神。
Jesus Christ is our Master Teacher, and He's our Lord.
耶稣基督是我们的老师，是我们的主。
Our Savior promises to be with us always.
耶稣应许我们，他会与我们同在。
He promises that He will walk through us in this life. He will guide us with His words, and He'll supply the power to transform our lives from the inside out until He comes again in power and great glory.
耶稣基督应许在我们的一生里都与我们同在。他会用他的话语来指引我们，会提供力量，让我们能够从里到外的改变我们的生命，直到他带着能力和荣耀再回来。
The Lord wants us to be a people of faith.
神让我们做有信心的人。
We have to have this upward look to our ascended Savior, but also living like we believe that He can change lives through the good news of the gospel.
我们要向上看我们的神，看我们升天的神，同时我们的生命要体现出来，我们的活法真的是相信耶稣的基督的福音是可以改变人们生命的。
The African impala can jump to a height of over 10 feet and cover a distance of over 30 feet.
那个非洲的羚羊一跳可以跳到三米高，有十米多远。
Yet these magnificent creatures can be kept in an enclosure in a zoo that where the walls are only 3 feet high.
但是你看到去很多动物园的话，你会发现这些羚羊啊，你有一个大概就一米高的那个墙都可以把它们圈住。
See, these animals do not jump if they cannot see where their feet will land.
这些动物他们不敢跳，因为他们不知道他们跳到那边去，他们落地的地方是什么样子的。
Faith is the ability to trust what we cannot see, and with faith we're freed from the flimsy enclosures of life that only fear will allow us to be entrapped.
信心就是那样能够让我们能够相信我们看不到东西的那个力量，这样的话，我们在我们的生命里，我们就不会被像那个羚羊一样被我们的畏惧所捆绑。我们能够从那里跳出来，得到释放。
What's keeping you today from trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
有什么事情把你捆绑在那里呢？让你不能够完全的相信耶稣做你的救主
？You need the faith you need to take a step of faith in order to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior.
你需要迈出这个信心的一步，来让主耶稣基督成为你生命的救主。
And what's keeping you today from making a full commitment to the ministry of this church?
那有什么样的事情捆绑着你，让你不能迈出这个信心的一步，来全身的投入教会的事工中呢？
Allow the Holy Spirit to direct you to a saving faith as an unbeliever.And if you're a believer today, I want you to make a step of faith to fully committing to serving in this church.
如果你还不信主的话，我们就希望你能够迈出这个信心的一步，能够成为耶稣的信徒。如果你是信神的基督徒的话，我们希望你也能够迈出信心的一步，成为教会事工的一部分。
In conclusion,
我们要结束了。
This is a long in conclusion, though. We have two trellises on the PowerPoint. Two trellises.
这个结束还有很长时间哈。你看这个有两个这里面有两个架子哈。有一个两。
The trellis with the woman is a picture of a sturdy, dependable, and neatly designed trellis.
那么左边那个架子呢是这个架子呢就是一个非常结实的架子，你知道非常很结实。
This very fine piece of lattice work has, And it's a beautiful design. It lacks only one thing. What does that trellis lack?
那么你看这个架子，它缺一个什么东西呢
？A vine.
它缺一个那个藤啊，那个植物在上面，长的。
The trellises in the other picture are about half visible beneath a flourishing green vine.
那么来看这个架子呢，它上面有很多的那个葡萄秧在上面，长得非常茂盛。
If you have some fertilizer and occasional watering, and the vine keeps thrusting out new shoots and winding its way across up and over the fence, preparing for a harvest of luscious fruit.
对，就是说如果你我们不断的浇水施肥，慢慢的长，它就会长得非常的茂盛哈，就结出非常甜美的果子。
Wouldn't you like some luscious grapes right now?
这里很好的葡萄，嗯。
No grapes for you.
No.
as we observe these two trellises, it reminds us that a church is a mixture of a trellis and a vine.
他给你画这个画的意思是什么？就是我们一个教会都是有一个这个架子和这个葡萄秧两个结合在一起的。
The authors Marshall and Payne write about the comparison between the trellis and the vine as they relate to the church.
有那些福音的作者是这样，就曾经这样比喻教会，就是一个架子和这个秧葡萄秧的关系。
They say the basic work of any Christian ministry is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, and to see people saved and transformed and grow to maturity.
他说，任何一个基督教会的任务就是用圣灵的大能去传扬耶稣的福音，使人们得救，使他们生命能够改变，使他们能够成长，作为成熟的基督徒。
See, that's the work of planting and watering and fertilizing and tending the vine.
这样的事工可以比喻成是在那里种这个葡萄秧的哈，你要种，给它浇水施肥，让它不断的成长。
However, some sort of framework is needed to help a vine grow. So Christian fellowships or ministries need some kind of structure or support.
但是要让这个秧长得好的话，我们需要有个架子，让它能够在上面爬哈，所以呢，那么作为教会呢，就是我们需要一个组织，一个机构来做系统的做这样的事情。
All Christian churches have some kind of trellis that gives them shape and support to do the work that they need to do.
对，所有的基督教会都有这样一个架构，一个组织，让我们可以通过这个平台来传福音。
And as the ministry grows, the trellis also needs a lot of attention.
对，当我们那个教会发展的话，我们要花很多的时间也来那个修理保持这个架子啊。
Management, finances, organization and governing, all these become more important and more complex as the vine grows.
那当这个葡萄秧长大的时候呢，我们就有很多事情要做，要管理财务组织，就变得非常的复杂。
In this sense, trellis workers are invaluable, and all ministries need them very much.
对，如果这样的话，就是说那个做这个架子的工作的这个施工变得非常重要，我们所有人都需要他们，都依靠他们。
The thing about trellis work is it often takes over from vine work.
但很多时候呢，我们会花很多的时间建这个架子，有时候就没有时间去种那个葡萄秧了。
Perhaps it's because trellis work is a little bit easier because it's not as threatening.
就说有的时候应该做那个架子的工作可能容易，因为你不需要跟别人去一对一的传福音哈。
Vine work is personal and requires much prayer.
就是做那个做葡萄秧的工作，传福音的工作是非常那个一对一的，要有很私下的这样的那个交通的。
And it requires us to depend on God and open up our mouths and speak the word of God.
我需要我们依赖神，能够张开我们的口，跟别人分享福音。
So I want you to think about this in our church: how much trellis work is done and how much vine work is done.
就是我邀请大家来思考一下，我作为我们教会，我们花了多少时间来建这个架子？我们花了多少时间来种这个葡萄秧
？See, like any other church, we have to be careful that the trellis work.Doesn't take over from the vine work.
我们要注意，不要我们花太多的时间做这个架子，以至于我们没有时间种那个葡萄。
We run meetings, we maintain buildings, we sit on committees, we appoint and look after the staff, we do admission, we raise money. We're busy at our church.
我们在教会都很忙，我们会开会，维护建筑，有各种各样的会议，有各种各样的使命和管理募款，有很多的事情要做。
Is this what God called the church to do?
那这是我们神让我们教会来做的使命吗？
Yes and no. We have to make sure that the main thing that we do is to focus on Christ's great commission.
也是也不是。无论我们做任何事情，我们都要意识到我们是要在完成耶稣的大使命的工作。
It's a commission that makes disciple making the normal agenda and the priority of every church and every Christian disciple.
作为任何一个教会，作为任何一个基督徒，我们的任务的最主要的任务就是要大使命，使人万民做主的门徒。
So now I'm going to start talking to all of us today, including you.
那现在我要跟我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹开始讲。
In the next few weeks, we'll be attempting to enlist important leadership in our church.
那么下面几个礼拜，我们会讨论我们在我们教会要选主要的同工和执事。
And we need to be thinking team.
我们需要讲这个团队啊，英文这个 team， 中文就是团队。
The acronym team, T-E-A-M, means together everyone accomplishes ministry.
这个团队这个意思就是说，就是在一起，每个人来完成我们的事工。
Let's say that one more time. Together everyone accomplishes ministry.
就是我们在一起，每个人来完成我们神的事工。
See, we need to involve everyone, everybody in our church in order to accomplish the trellis work, which is important, as well as the vine work, which we're called to do.
我们教会要希望要有每一位弟兄姊妹的参与，来搭好这个架子，也同时要种好这个葡萄。
We need people who are organizers.
我们需要有组织者。
I need somebody to organize my office and my garage right now.
他的家很乱啊，他希望有人帮他那个清理一下。
I was just thinking about that. My wife told me I had to do that. We need people to organize rosters, property, building issues, committees, finances, budgets, and kind of oversee the general work of the church.
我们需要有人组织我们的团队，要我们建筑的事项，我们的各种各样的委员会，我们的财务预算和监督教会的一般的施工。
However, we must keep the main thing the main thing.
但是我们要记住，我们永远我们需要做的最主要的事情是什么？
What is the main thing?
我们最主要做的事情是什么呢？
The main thing that we as Christ Church we are to spread the good news of Jesus Christ that He died for our sins.That he was raised from the dead according to the scriptures. Then as a reigning Lord, he offers forgiveness for sins to all who would repent and to believe.
那我们所要做的最主要的事情就是作为基督教会我们要传讲他的福音按就是说耶稣就按圣经说耶稣为我们的罪而死从死里复活他现在是掌权的主他会饶恕一切那样相信他的罪人。
And this is the gospel. This is the main thing.
这是我们的福音，这是我们想做的最主要的事情。
Listen to this very carefully. One evangelical leader put it clearly: missions is not the partial task of part of the church; it's the total task of the total church.
有一个宣教的领袖曾这样说：“他说，这个宣教不是教会的某一个部门的某一部分的工作，而是整个教会的全部的工作。”
None of you out there are more busy than The leadership of this church. We're busy, busy all the time, doing everything.
我们教会的那些领袖们非常的忙。
I have time to do what I want to do.
牧师有时间想可以做他想做的一些事情。
Do you have time to do what you want to do?
你有没有时间可以做你想做的事情呢
？You do. I know you do.
他知道你有这样的时间。
What we've got to do is we have to carve out some time to allow the Lord Jesus Christ.To use us to accomplish the main thing he wants us to do in this world, and that is to reach people for Jesus Christ.
我们每个人都要
在我们的生命里拿出一部分时间来交给神，让他用这些时间来完成他的大使命。
The gospel is grounded on the necessity of the cross and evangelism.
这个我们的福音是建立在建立在十字架和传福音的这两个基础上。
Though offensive to the modern mind, evangelism flows from the heart of God who loved us enough to send His Son into the world to save us from our sin, and that is the very heart of missions.
也许现代人很难以接受，但是福音是从神的心里流出来的。他爱我们至深，以至于他让他的独生子来到这个世界上为我们受死，来洗清我们的罪，这就是我们宣教的核心。
And there's a lot of confusion today about church growth.
现在有很多关于教会发展的那些迷惑。
Around the country, there are church growth seminars and church growth gurus who tell us about the latest ministry methods to grow our churches.
在美国有很多专家，他们会开各种各样的培训会，讲就是什么是最新的、最好的关于教会发展的方法。
And many of these missionary methods fall in and out of favor, kind of like women's fashions.
很多这样的方法呢，就像那个我们妇女穿的那种各种各样流行的衣服一样，它有一个季节哈，就是变来变去的。
Churches go from one new technique to another, hoping that this one at last will be the secret to our success.
教会会试不同的方法，希望最终能够找到一个成功的秘籍。
I say with Charles Hodge of Princeton University fame, I glory in the fact that nothing new is taught here.
有一个普林斯顿很有名的神学家，他说我很自豪，在我们这里讲的其实没有什么新的。
And the goal of the Ann Arbor Chinese Church is quite simple, and in this sense measurable. Are we making and nurturing disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we doing that in our church?
Okay. 那么作为我们安城华人教会，我们的目的是非常明确，也是非常可以衡量的，那就是我们有没有建造和培养在主耶稣基督里真正的门徒。
And ask yourself the question, am I involved?In sharing the gospel and then taking these people who I've won to Christ and discipling them to become like me, who is like the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们每个人都可以问我们自己，我们有没有参与这样的事工，就是我们让不信的人信主，让信的人能够在主里成长，成为真正的门徒，让我们每个人都更像耶稣基督。
Let's just take a few moments to pray.And we'll have an invitation. Would you please just bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment?
大家低头闭眼，我们花几分钟来祷告。牧师可能也会呼召。
We'll have a piano.